federal judge in San Francisco is considering whether a sex discrimination lawsuit targeting Walmart stores should be elevated to the largest civil rights action in U.S. history. The high-stakes case charges the retail giant with systematic bias against women in both pay and promotions. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Seven current and former female Walmart employees sued the company for gender bias in 2001. One of them was Chris Kwapnoski, who has worked for the nation's biggest private employer for more than 17 years. She was hired as an hourly bakery cafe manager, but about 7 years ago, she began actively pursuing a promotion. Kwapnoski says she was repeatedly passed over, usually by less experienced male coworkers.
Oh, yeah. I've trained many of them in positions that I knew well, you know, hands above what they knew. And they've brought people in from the outside that I've had to train for positions that I knew.
In a hearing yesterday, the plaintiff's attorneys said review of thousands of documents revealed that Walmart systematically pays men more and promotes them more often than women. They said there's ample evidence to show that Kwapnoski's experience and that of the other named plaintiffs fits a company-wide pattern of discrimination. If the judge agrees, that would warrant certifying this case as a class action lawsuit, and that would widen its scope to include as plaintiffs as many as 1.6 million women who have worked for Walmart since 1998. Outside the courtroom, Walmart Vice President Mona Williams told reporters the burden of proof for class action status is high and it hasn't been met by the plaintiffs.
In a company as large as ours, where we have more than 3,000 stores around the country, there could be isolated instances of somebody making the wrong decision, but as far as system-wide discrimination, no, we don't think it happened.
The plaintiffs allege that statistics will prove their case. Data showing that women comprise just 14% of Walmart's top-tier management and barely a third of its middle managers. That's despite the fact that women make up 70% of Walmart's hourly workforce. Walmart counters that women are paid fairly, as much as men, and if there are fewer female managers, it's because they apply for promotions less often than men. But at this stage, the judge won't decide the merits of those arguments, only whether the case rises to the level of a class action suit. Plaintiff's attorney Brad Seligman.
The legal dispute is Walmart's conduct such that it makes sense to try it in one case? Are there common features about its conduct? Walmart would argue no, because every store is different and every store is autonomous. There's nothing in common. We would argue one company, centralized control, common pattern. That's the issue the judge is looking at today.
A jury would decide later which version of the facts of the case to believe. But with huge sums of money at stake, if the case is certified as a class action, there will be enormous pressure on Walmart to settle out of court. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.